Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dawn,
giving a mug
on,
dress
like a million bucks, buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for his grace and his mercy, there's no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who he is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of his favor. See, now, he shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better, and I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. One more time. If you take faith, I said faith, because in the scripture it says you can have the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, it allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all, and you produced an incredible work ethic that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing, or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face, with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. Look, man. It's easy to believe in something you can see. That ain't nothing. What that take? You know, you standing at, let me give you an example. You standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it, and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the sign say, walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The sign say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that he keeps his promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now going to pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. They want to go to work Friday, get the check Saturday. You know, we want to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, get the check Friday. If somebody come to you and say, hey, man, if you do this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you do this Saturday and come back and do this Monday through Friday, in the long run, it'll pay off. And you say, man, I ain't finna do all that. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do. See, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's his voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it. You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell him off when you see him. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to, let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself. You know where you want to get to. You got a good idea. And you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, listen to me. Don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain, and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What? Really, man? of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay? Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, it is Friday, woo! Friday. That don't sound
Friday.
Like y'all happy.
Yeah, I am. Who I am.
Why
yes.
not?
Love me some Friday.
Why I'm not happy?
You are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show with Shirley Strawberry.
Hey,
what up,
Jay. Shirley? Happy Friday, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Colin Pharrell in the house.
Never mad on a Friday. What's up, Jay?
And my writing partner in crime, Junior, what's up, man?
Friday morning, everybody.
And the man of 1,000 shows in my hometown this weekend, Tommy, what's up, Tommy?
Yay, yay. Oh, it was a blast last night, baby. Columbia, South Cackalacka. Boy, I like your hometown.
It's South Carolina, man. It's Columbia. Well, you know, that's what we do.
I like your spot.
Did you go over to the thicket? Did you step over to the thicket?
Jay, I ain't been nowhere, but I'm just saying.
You got to go to the thicket, man. You got to go to the thicket and get something to eat, man.
Okay, what do I order at the thicket?
You want to get the okras? You want to get the smothered chicken?
Okras.
You want to get the...
Did he say okras?
Uh-huh.
Okras. Okras, because you're going to get more than one. So okras.
It's going to be okras. Plural. It's a lot of them. It's going to fall out your bowl.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to get the okras. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get the okras, the smothered chicken, the rice and gravy, and the iced tea so sweet, a diabetic can't even pull up in the lot, man. It's really sweet. You're going to have a good time. They'll come out.
All right.
Come out.
All right. Well, the nephew is here, and last night was good. Well, the rest of the weekend is pretty much sold out, but it's two tonight, two Saturday, and one on Sunday. There's a couple tickets here and there, but my show by gone. I'm
so, wait a minute, Neff. So what was this you were telling us right before we got here about you had a heckler or something in the audience?
Oh, my God, Shirley.
Uh-huh.
I had a blind heckler last night.
So
are y'all hearing me?
What happened? What happened? We heard you. What happened?
Oh, we was going back and forth, but I wanted to make, you know what? I didn't want to cross the line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with a blind guy.
But he kept digging and
didn't want to cross the line.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was it about you he didn't like? Why did he start heckling? What was going on?
You know what? The club owner told me we have a blind person here tonight. He loves the show. He loves the radio show. He's here. I just want you to know he's here. And he might, you know, scream out loud. I was like, what do you mean scream out loud? For what? What is he screaming out loud for?
Mm-hmm.
He, Tommy! I was like, hey, you the blind dude? And and we went from there. He started heckling. He started, but I had so much fun.
Man.
Listen, he is staying here the rest of the weekend, and I'm taking care of his hotel. We are having fun.
But he's still going to come and heckle you, though. You do realize that.
Now, what you're not going to do is I take care of your room and you heckle me, too.
No, you're not going to do that. No.
He going to do it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to try you.
He's hanging out with, he wants to see the whole Nephew Tommy show the whole
weekend.
What happened?
Y'all didn't see eye to eye on something? What happened?
I don't want to cross the line. Man, I've been so far off his behind, man. I've been doing him.
I ate him up, Junior, but I'm just saying.
Good.
My man is hanging out with me this weekend.
Oh, you can't say what
you
told him.
So you got a friend.
On the air. That's what it is. All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, there's a shortage of the most popular Christmas tree. What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fake trees?
Wait a minute.
Fake trees is running out?
We'll talk about that when we come back at 32 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, there is a shortage of the most popular Christmas tree. And if you can't get your favorite tree for Christmas, thank the 2008 recession, okay? It's called the noble fir. That's the one that's considered the longstanding symbol associated with the Christmas season. But this year, they may be hard to come by, guys. The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association. I didn't even know about this. The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association.
Oh, yeah, I'm a member of that.
Oh, you're a member? Yeah.
You're on the board.
Anyway, they said there's a tree shortage all across the country. The organization says the shortage is due to the Great Recession that happened back in 2008 when there was a huge surplus promoting growers to plant fewer trees to save money, okay? Mm-hmm. So U.S. shoppers can expect a smaller amount of trees to pick from, and the trees that are available will likely cost nearly 10% more, okay?
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I already have my tree.
So now the street hustlers got that tree, man. Meet around the back.
Yeah, like slanging trees.
Noble fir.
Yeah, slanging tree, man. Meet around the back.
Got that tree, man.
Who got this noble fir? Who want this noble fir?
Not Hustle Harry.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. The tree is $89. You understand?
What was that guy on Good Times that sold everything? Had under
that was Lenny, man.
Lenny. Yeah.
But Jay, you never worked with Lenny?
No. Yes, I did. He actually came to Maverick's flat when I was working on there. Yeah, he was a stand-up comedian. You're absolutely right, man.
My name is Lenny.
Yeah.
And I get Lenny.
And you ain't had any till you tried Sweet Lenny, and it can't be that Lenny. Now, I got some cough drops and potions and cups of hot toddy. I'm not ear, nose, or throat, but I can fix your whole body.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Now, I got a hot water bottle. If you want it, you can take it. Or a whole set of bedpans, just in case you can't make it. That's Lenny, baby. That's my dude.
Nephew.
You know, if Lenny was alive, he'd have a tree up under that coat, man.
That's the audience. They were a little late, but they gave you some love, nephew.
They gave you some love. Yeah. That's great,
so,
man.
Are you guys you like real trees or you like fake trees? What is it?
I like real trees.
I like real trees, but I'm in my house is a fake tree all day.
Let me say it this way. I like the way real trees smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as when you put if you put the tree in December 1st, do you know by December 7th or 8th, the limbs are starting to drop.
Yeah.
Like
you gotta put water.
Right, so everything you decorated is moving and shifting. But when you have a fake tree, it's like the way we've set it up, that's the way it's going to look.
I love a good fake tree.
Fake tree expert right here.
Pre-lit fake tree.
Yeah. Right.
It goes in that box. You pull it out that box.
And plug it in.
Ain't it, Jay?
Lights on it and everything.
Bend them little limbs. The little wire limbs.
We never had a tree when I was coming up. When I was little, we never had a tree. Never
what?
Had a tree.
Was
never
it for religious tree. Purposes?
But no, we just, my mom didn't buy a tree. Oh, this is so country. She'd had a nativity scene on top of the desk, and we put our gifts under the desk.
But Jay, y'all ain't had no tree?
We didn't have a tree. I'm telling you, we didn't have a damn tree, man.
I'm sorry.
Don't bring it up.
Jay,
don't even.
Jay, wait, stop.
There was a nativity scene on a desk. Yes. My mom had one of those old desks with the drawers, and she, you know, put the baby Jesus and all that, and all the pieces were never there. You know, be a Santa Claus is one of the wise men.
That's kind of crazy, Jay, because then your mom be like, go look up under the camel. You got to give up under the camel.
No, under the desk, not under the camel.
But, Jay, the desk. The
desk was what, yeah.
So when did you guys finally get a tree?
We never got a tree. Never.
So you
never had a Christmas tree
We never had a Christmas tree. Never.
But you know what's funny?
Now, my grandmother had a tree. This is very sad. Yeah, you all brought it up about trees, and I'm just thinking. See, here's the thing. My sister stayed with my grandmother.
Okay.
I stayed with my mother. Uh-huh. My sister had a much, much better life than I
ever. So y'all were raised in two different areas.
Yes, my sister. I could see the happiness my sister had, but I didn't.
Because they had a tree.
Okay.
They had a tree.
Is this your mother's mother?
This is my mother's, my grandmother, raised my sister, and my mother raised me.
Oh, okay.
And they had a great life.
So what kind of tree did they have?
Oh, they had a big tree, a real tree, just all the way up. It was so high it bent in the ceiling. It was all the way up. It
was. She was always happy.
Jay, that's so sad.
I hate Christmas. I can't believe y'all brought it up. Thanks a lot.
You hate Halloween. No, you hate Thanksgiving. You hate Christmas.
I hate the holidays. I just hate them.
But, Jay, can I say something to you, man?
Yeah,
can I say,
man.
Let me tell you this, bro. You know what's funny is that.
Nativity scene on the deck.
But here go the trip part. All of us have had trees.
Yeah.
But guess what, Jay? All of us ain't had a desk. So,
oh, look at Tommy looking at the bright side.
Yeah, you had a desk.
You had a desk.
Wow.
No. Nice
desk. Go look over there by the wise man and get your gift.
Yeah.
Shut up, Joe. You cannot help.
Because we don't have a tree.
Well, so she just decorated a desk.
She
decorated
the desk and put our gifts. What gifts there was. There wasn't many gifts.
Oh, God, Jay, come on.
No.
But look at you now. You made the best of it. I know this is terrible.
Well, Jay, I think it's a movie, though, that you and your sister grew up different. I think that's a movie. That's a movie, Jay. That's a different kind of story.
The title of it is called My Life Sucked.
I want her life.
I want her life.
All right, listen, guys. Wow, Jay. Okay. Well, we're here for you if you need us.
Thanks a lot for bringing it up.
Coming up
living
next.
Living your best life.
Yeah. It's the nephew.
Your
with
desk life.
Living my desk life.
It's the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this. Steve is on his way.
I ain't messing around with these pencils. I'm living my desk life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at 20 after the next hour, singer, our friend Shantae Moore will be our special guest. Boy, can she sing. She's going to tell us about her Christmas album, Christmas Back to You. Plus, at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Stevie Wonder is helping California fire victims and first responders. But right now, it is time for the nephew. Yeah, that is nice. To run that prank back. And yes, Steve is on his way. Your uncle, nephew.
Shirley and Carla.
Yeah. Yes.
What you got?
The second finger from the pinky.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of that finger?
The ring finger, baby.
And that's the name of the prank, the ring. Are you ready for the ring? Here it is.
But he's scary. So cheery about it. Then
he turned into this whole little horror movie.
Carla, I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to say this in front of everybody. I'm living my best life.
My best life, Tommy.
Okay.
I feel for you, man.
Can we run the prank? Let's run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And
yes.
You wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. So I can do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring. And,
okay.
And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's like gold plated.
Wait. You lost me. As much money as my man make and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding or has put down? And you gonna
Ma'am, I understand everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
Wait, man.
No.
First of all, I can't.
Tommy, you about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I will make
man.
It up
you know,
to you, baby.
You don't
I
play with
sorry.
A black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
Carla Shirley, I'm just saying, you
yes.
know, ring, y'all,
oh,
ring,
Lord.
Y'all, ring ladies. How y'all
yeah.
feel?
You, yeah.
you play too much about
you
folks'
you
ring.
Play
yes,
too much,
that was.
Man.
That's not cool.
Hey, man, that's not cool. I don't like that color.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
That's not
a good
that's
look.
That's all you can
that's
say.
No, you ain't worried about dying or nothing. Just
no,
nothing.
No.
Let me say this once again. I am in Columbia, South Carolina last night. OMG. They had an outstanding show. Two tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday. I am in Columbia, South Carolina.
All right.
I probably got about, I got 13 tickets left. That's about it.
All right, nephew. Coming up, entertainment news, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, our girl, singer Shantae Moore, is going to be in the building.
Yeah.
She's going to tell us about her brand new Christmas album, Jay. It's called Christmas Back to You. But first, in today's entertainment news, Stevie Wonder says he plans to use his annual benefit concert to raise money to aid victims of the California fires. He wants to help. He wants to help the victims of the California wildfires as well as the firefighters and the first responders, okay? Because they risked their lives, you know, to battle the fires
and
that
Stevie
were here.
Does such good work in L.A., man. He really does.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
And I didn't know he's been doing it for 22
yes.
years. This
mm-hmm.
is his 22nd
toy drive he has
annual House Full of Toys benefit concert. Now, this one is going to be a little different because it's billed as a Stevie Wonder song party, a celebration of life, love, and music. It's going to be held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on December 9th, and fans that are going to go to the concert are being asked to bring an unwrapped toy or some other gift. Stevie's charitable foundation, House Full of Hope, will also partner with the Entertainment Industry Foundation to raise money for the fire victims. Stevie says we have to do our best to raise money for those that have been so less fortunate, for those that have lost dreams and lost their homes. So big ups to you, Stevie, for, you know, coming to the
yes.
aid of these people who were, you know, it was just devastating.
Stevie's been doing this a
loss.
Long time.
Yes,
he's been
he
giving
has.
Back a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely he has.
Big heart.
Yeah, yeah,
heart.
Yeah absolutely. And
good looking out.
For it. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
not
absolutely.
That's not wrong what to say that, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good looking out.
Oh, to Stevie.
Hey, Shirley, didn't Uncle Steve host this show one
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, Steve has been there with Stevie to host House Full of Toys, and he was talking about how much fun it was. I mean, he's had some outstanding guests, you know, to come through. Yeah,
I mean, who's not going to answer to Stevie? You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, guests that you wouldn't even think would be there are there.
Come
you know, you go
Stevie,
up, yeah,
right.
you go there and you're like, oh my God, there's Justin Bieber or, you know, whoever. You know, I mean, it's just a fun time had by all. And yes, Steve was there for Stevie.
And a good cause,
yep.
too.
Yeah,
very good cause.
Always. And whenever they get together, it's
do
crazy.
You, Shirley, when we just talked earlier about the blind guy that was at my show.
Mm-hmm.
When I told the heckler. When I told my crew about when Stevie Wonder was driving Steve's car,
oh Lord,
they lost their mind. They thought I was lying. I was like, dude,
no,
I promise you,
no.
this happened.
Yes, I could look out the window from the 19th floor and see him. Stevie Wonder waving his hand from
driving Steve's
yeah,
car.
Waving his hand though out of
That's
the window.
So crazy.
Yeah,
I love when Steve tells that story.
It was
that
crazy.
Is so
yeah,
crazy Tommy.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Huh?
There's a moment. You remember Tommy when we went to Tyler Perry's party? Do you remember that party we went to? In LA.
Tyler's house in LA.
At Tyler's
yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
so quickly, let me tell you guys. So Stevie Wonder was there and Quincy Jones was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I walked in the room and I saw Quincy Jones, he produced Thriller, I almost passed out. Well,
yes. Carla was done.
Oh, honey. I was like, well, he produced Thriller, Quincy. Oh, my God. But my husband, you know, Tasha's normally, you know, he's cool. He's really a laid-back guy.
Uh-huh.
But when he saw Stevie Wonder, he was, what?
I know.
He just started screaming because he loves Stevie Wonder like a musical legend. So
absolutely.
Just, oh, man.
Stevie Wonder's
just
a genius.
Man.
Yeah, yes. I mean, when we're, yes. Okay. All right, well, Jay, come on, introduce Miss Ann. It's time for today's headlines, please.
Time for Miss Ann. Bet she had a tree.
A Christmas what? Tree?
What are you upset about Christmas?
What?
Trees? Come on.
Jay.
Come on, Jay.
Time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp. I'm sure she had a tree.
Of trees in New York. Thank you very much. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, made a surprise visit to Manhattan federal court yesterday to plead guilty to lying to Congress. Cohen reportedly admitted to making false statements to a Senate panel last year related to the work he did on a planned Trump Tower in Moscow. However, the president says Cohen can't be trusted.
Michael Cohen is lying, and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me.
Michael Cohen originally told lawmakers that talks about the proposed tower ended in January of 2016 and that the project was not discussed within the Trump organization or campaign. However, Cohen now says the work on the Russian project continued as late as June of 2016, which, if true, would put contact with Moscow deep into the presidential campaign and at the same time that Russian operatives were hacking into the Democratic Party's computer systems and waging an influence campaign on social media designed to help Trump win the election. Opening statements were made yesterday in the trial of a white man accused of ramming a car into a crowd of anti-Nazi demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia, killing one woman and injuring several others in August of 2017. Prosecutors say Nazi sympathizer James Alex Fields Jr. acted deliberately, that he'd driven all night from Ohio to join the Unite the Right rally, and that he had a history of posting racist views on social media. His defense lawyer says that he's going to argue that Fields was afraid for his life and acting in self-defense. Cops in Georgia have arrested a man they feel shot two people in an Alabama shopping mall Thanksgiving night, the night that a white cop shot and killed an innocent young black man, the wrong man. Emantic Bradford Jr. was killed by cops who initially proclaimed themselves to be heroes until their deadly mistake was revealed. His father, Emantic Bradford Jr.'s dad, a longtime employee of the Birmingham PD, he wants to see the body cam video of the cop who killed his son. The suspect under arrest identified as 20-year-old Aaron Brown. CNN has announced it's dropping popular African-American commentator Mark Lamont Hill over comments he's said to have made at the UN for the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. 39-year-old Temple University academic criticized by the Anti-Defamation League and some others for saying Israel should be boycotted and calling for a free Palestine from the river to the sea. Now, pro-Israel groups say river to the sea, that phrase, is used by anti-Israel terrorist folks like Hamas. Hill points out that, first of all, he never used that phrase. And he also says the phrase predates Hamas by about 50 years anyway and has been used many ways. He also says he critiques Syria, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia in the speech, but it seems nobody listened to that part. Also, that at no point did he endorse, support, or even mention Hamas. Finally, today is National Moose Day.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, with his pal Bullwinkle.
Remember that. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, is an iconic songwriter, producer, and singer. She is one of our extraordinary singers of classic ballads and just real, real good music. She has numerous chart-topping singles and collaborations with some great R&B legends. Her newest project is her Christmas album. That's right. It is entitled Christmas Back to You, and it is available right now. So go get it right now. In the meantime, let's find out more about the album and the brand new single. Please welcome to the show. It has been a minute. Miss Shantae Moore.
Hey.
Good morning, Shantae.
Hey. Good morning. I love it.
Happy holidays. Welcome.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
I know. It's been a while. We mentioned that. So you've been working hard, huh?
Lord Jesus, I'm a sing till I drop. So, I have a lot of stuff that's come out and a lot of stuff that's still coming out. I have had one EP came out this year, and the Christmas album came out last year, and The Rise of the Phoenix came out, and the second part of the 1 of 4 is coming out January, and then 2 of 4 is already done. 3 of 4 is coming. So it's a whole bunch
of
stuff.
A lot of singing.
Girl, you better sing.
You better
sing. You better let them use your thing.
I feel like if I don't, you know, the time will be gone. And I will have been, like, hoping or doing something mm-hmm. that didn't make any sense. I'm like, I'm a singer and a songwriter. Let me sing and write songs.
And let me write.
That's so, it. That's yeah. your gift.
I
yeah.
I can't That's lose it. Making songs.
That's right. So let's talk about your Christmas album, Shantae. It's yeah. called Christmas Back to You.
Yeah.
It was released last year, like you said, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it contains a mixture of classic Christmas songs like Please Come Home for Christmas, like yeah. Have
please,
Yourself.
Baby.
Yes.
Please.
Have Yourself a lot Merry of Little Christmas. Uh-huh. And yeah. Everyone's favorite, of course, the Christmas song. So we mm-hmm. got to ask you, I mean, everyone loves Christmas. What yeah. inspired you to do a Christmas album?
Well, first, it's been a long time I've been in the industry, and I thought about it before, but working with Ronnie Jackson, and I don't say this just to say it, I really do love his production. He inspired me, really, to just keep on writing and gave me another look at my own music and my own talent, and I wanted to keep creating. And so we ran out of album, and we said, okay, well, let's do a Christmas album. It was in the middle of June, and we put a Christmas tree up and decorations and everything and had Christmas
hats. Oh, y'all went all the way out.
And
huh?
we went
okay,
all
yeah.
the way in. We really did. That's how Every Day Like Christmas came yeah. about.
Okay.
That song. We had it up until it was past Christmas. We were like, maybe we should clean up his studio.
just keep it up till December now.
It was through December and through January. We're like, sorry.
All right, Shantae, hang on, okay? We're going to uh-huh. Get into more of this album with you and talk more with you. We have a little more time, but we'll take a break right here and come right back. Okay. We're talking to Shantae Moore, the fabulous Shantae Moore. Yeah. Her new Christmas album is called Christmas Back to You, and we'll talk more about it at 32 After.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are back with the fabulous, we love her, Shantae Moore, with the yes. voice of an angel. We just oh. love it. Yes, yes. This girl can S-A-N-G, sang. Yes, yes, yes. She has a brand new album out. Well, it's brand new, kind of, sort of. Yeah, every year. There mm-hmm. you go. It's her Christmas album. It's called Christmas Back to You. And Shantae, your new single, they're playing it everywhere. It's called Every Day's Like Christmas.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, I really feel like people sometimes wait for occasions to love each other and to show the kind of gratitude that I believe we should show every day. I have lost my mother 20 years ago. I lost my brother 5 years ago. Mm. And having that void, those two voids in particular, has made me appreciate life a little bit more. It made me more conscious of my children and my friends mm-hmm. and my loved ones, because if we don't execute the love that we say we have every day, mm-hmm. you may not have tomorrow. And I want to have a day that I'm like, you know what, this is the day. This is the day I have. So let's make the best of this day. And that's really what that song is about, is knowing that I'm going to give you everything that you need today. Okay. It doesn't have to be Christmas. We forget the Christmas tree. We don't need mistletoe. I'm going to kiss you anyway. It's just all of those things that we don't need to wait for. Let's just love each other and show that love every day.
And give each other gifts.
That too.
That's
what I got out of that.
Yeah. Shantae, let's talk about it. I mean, we've been talking about it. Why don't you go ahead and introduce your song right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show right now.
Aww, this is Shantae Moore, and this is my new Christmas single, Every Day is Like Christmas.
Firelight by your side, feeling it, you know why. Love's a special occasion. You don't ever keep doing this. Got a reason to be patient. Keep a smile on me like it's decoration.
Every day's like Christmas with your love on.
my God, Shantae. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I mean, every time I hear it, I love that song.
Great song.
It really is a good song. It's called Every Day's Like Christmas. It's from your new Christmas album, Christmas Back to You. I like that. I really like it. Yeah.
I hope everybody gets into the album because to me it's something that you can play all the way through with your family. And there's a song called Santa Claus Don't Slay. Santa Don't Slay Like I Do. He can't slay like I do. So these are the things that was good about the album to me. But if you want to find me, I'm at Shantae Moore on Twitter and Instagram and Shantae Moore Fans on Facebook. And if you miss all that, just go to ShantaeMoore.com.
All right, Shantae, keep singing, girl. We love your voice, and we love you.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing, too. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Christmas back to you. Be sure to get it and get it in the holiday spirit. Download it right now. Christmas back to you, Shantae Moore. All right, prank phone call with the nephew coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Oh, this is a good one, and Steve will be back for this letter, promise. Subject, I don't want to share my cookie. He's got to come back for that, right?
All right now.
Yes. I don't want you to share your cookie.
But right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Y'all need stupidity?
Yeah,
that's what you're
I mean,
do.
But you know, what level of stupidity?
Hey, take us there. Take us there, baby.
You just want to go into the stratosphere?
Yeah.
They have a stupidity stratosphere. You want to go
Mars.
There?
Mars. We want to go to Mars.
Yeah, just like they did earlier.
Carl, I just found out they went to Mars. We got to go past
that. That's what I'm
that.
Saying.
Uh-huh. No, we're going past Mars. We're going to Guadalupe. y'all ain't never been to Guadalupe.
Okay.
It's another planet, Carl.
Okay.
You ain't heard of Guadalupe yet because you don't know Guadalupe people.
Okay.
We're not into astronomy like you are, okay?
They have Guadalupians. Uh-huh. You don't know no. But anyway, we're going to play this. The Wedding with Butchie.
Okay.
Just listen to it, Shirley. Okay. Don't judge me, though. That's what you be doing.
No. All the time.
Judging you or your prank.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, Carla, you know what, Carla? You have always judged
All
me.
The time.
Play the prank.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is he.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? This is Butchie, man.
Butchie?
Yeah. You was at the cookout the other day with the family. I'm Christian's cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Y'all was at the cookout the other day. I wanted to reach out to you. I know the wedding is in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. It's like two and a half, yeah.
Yeah, you ready for that?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I got a little bit of a problem that we kind of wanted to call you about, you know, because the family got together and had a little meeting, like, and what the deal is this here. I know you're excited and want to marry my cousin, and she kind of excited, too, about the whole thing. But, you know, like, the family members, we got together and decided that right now, we finna call the wedding off for right now.
What you talking about? Calling the wedding off?
Well, see, you know, everybody think you cool and all, and you know, we real, real passionate, man, about, you know, people marrying into our family or whatever. Like, you know, the gathering the other day, you know, that was a potluck thing. Everybody bring something, right?
Hold on. Kristen ain't never told me no like that.
About what?
About something about not getting no married.
Okay, well, see, right here, like I say, this is what the family done decided on.
I don't give a what the family decided on.
Okay, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. See, we're a real close-knit family, and it's like this here. See, first of all, let me get you to understand this here. You talking to Butchie right now, all right? See, here's the deal. You know, we done decided that the wedding ain't finna happen in 2 weeks. Until, like, when we had the potluck barbecue, everybody bring something. Why you ain't bring nothing?
What you talking about? I'm paying for the wedding.
Oh, that's what you finna throw up in our face, that you paying for the wedding?
Hell yeah. What was I supposed to bring?
Hey, man, everybody bring something when we have a potluck, you know. Everybody bring something and contribute to the function or the event that's going on, you know. And for you to walk up in there and not have nothing, that let us know what kind of person you gonna be in the family. We can't have that.
Who is this again?
This Butchie right here.
I don't know no Butchie. Look, I came to the family gathering picnic. I came there, showed up, was loving on all y'all, telling you how great this was going to be. And now you telling me I can't marry Kristen? Is that what telling me?
Hey, man, the family done already voted. And when the family vote, dog, that's it.
I ain't marrying the family.
You marrying my cousin Christian. That's what you trying to do. And you ain't finna marry her.
Look, don't be calling up to my job talking no like this. I'm already on hot from the day with some bull my supervisor done pulled. Do not come calling me with no bull.
Hey, man, let me tell you this here. Until we can decide that you good for Christian, until we can decide that, you know, you can handle being married to her and you come correct as a family member, and if you gonna come to potlucks, then you bring a pot. You ain't bring nothing.
I ain't gotta bring nothing. I'm paying for this wedding. I don't give a what y'all say. All that money I done dropped for this? I bought 2 bottles of wine to it.
You bought, I ain't seen no wine.
I don't care if you got that wine or not. I saw her mama drinking it.
Okay, well, I ain't getting no wine. I don't remember nobody bringing no wine. See, Butchie normally see everything that go on.
I got class. I don't know what you talking about. Butchie, whatever. I brought some wine. Her mama was drinking it, and I ain't playing that. This wedding going down. I done spent over $23,000 on this.
Hey, man, I done already told you that the family done voted on that the wedding name.
I don't give a what the family voted on. I done paid for this. I ain't heard nothing from Kristen about this.
Kristen might not know what we done voted on. We make decisions sometimes for everybody. You understand?
That don't include me.
We'll let Kristen know that we finna stop the wedding. I'm just calling to let you know before I even tell her what's up.
You trying to tell me Kristen don't even know?
Nah, we ain't told her that we don't agree with you yet and that we gonna stop the wedding. We ain't told her that.
Man, get the out of here. I done paid all this money for this, man. Y'all ain't stopping.
Hey, man, I done already told you what we doing, all right? I'm not finna continue to go back and forth with you.
You better get off my phone raising your voice at me.
I tell you what, let me say this to you. I don't care if I got to bust up in that church and stop this wedding, because you done went against what we done said, whatever I got to do.
I don't know who you with. I wish your would try to stop this wedding. Look, we can handle this right now. I can get off of work. I'm already going through some bull, and I'm already on fire. I will come there and bust your right now.
I don't know. You know what? See, when she was going with Nigel, see, Nigel ain't act like this.
Hey, oh, what the? I don't know you didn't bring that up. Me and that done already had. Don't even bring that name up in me.
Hey, man, I'm just keeping it real with you. Nigel ain't act like this here.
That we done have words, and if that want to come and bust up in there too, he get dealt with just like that too.
Hey, man, all I'm just trying to say is the whole family, 100%.
All that, I don't want to hear nothing about this no more. Tell me where to be, and we can deal with this right now.
I'm just letting you know the family done voted. The family done already agreed on it. Now, what we'll do, we'll push the wedding back and then give us time to reevaluate you.
Man, reevaluate me? I don't need no evaluation from y'all. Me and Chris are getting married. I done put some money on this.
All I know is the wedding ain't happening.
That the wedding is happening. Not after I done paid for all this. You on some bull. You, the family, we going to get married in 2.5 weeks. And y'all, if y'all don't come, and if y'all come up in that, y'all going to get dealt with straight up.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, right now the family don't want you in the family right now.
I don't give a about y'all. I ain't in love with y'all. I'm marrying Kristen, and I can give a if I see y'all ever again.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this here. The family voted on one more thing. You need to go on and know that while we at it.
This ain't no damn democracy. We getting married. That is between her and I. And if y'all don't want to be there, jump off in a ditch.
It's one more thing we done voted on.
What the else you done voted on?
We voted on this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kristen's entire family got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all some. I'm still up when they come to the wedding. You Tommy. I done put all that money out like that. I was like, no, sir.
I got one more thing I got to ask you, dog. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Tommy, I'm being real with you, man. Somebody gonna you up.
What y'all think? Jay, you come on,
love
Jay.
It.
Come on,
it.
Jay.
I mean, it's a matter of time.
Hey, Jay,
I mean,
am I stupid enough?
You should be just counting it down before there's a knock at the door where there's an ass whipping on the other side. It's just a matter of time, man.
All right. As long as, you know what, Jay? I'd take the ass whooping as long as it was stupid enough.
Yeah, well, definitely was stupid. You got stupid. They're not going to be whooping you for nothing. You got that.
Yeah, let me just say this, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to worry about stupid. You got that on lock. Up next today's Strawberry Letter, I got one for you today. Subject, I don't want to share my cookie. Right after this. With Steve. With Steve.
But if it's double fudge.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen.
Look who's here. Look who's here.
Hey, let me tell you what happened.
Oh, here we go.
See, it had rained yesterday.
You know what?
So, all right, so let me tell y'all.
What happened, Steve? Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm here.
To the show, baby.
We told everybody you was on your way. What happened?
Yeah, Jay told me I ain't had to say nothing.
No, it's your show.
You got to say something. You've been gone for 2 hours and nobody.
You don't say nothing when you be gone for 3 days.
He come back in.
Yeah, and you owe us an explanation.
But I don't own the show, okay? That's not my show.
But
it's your show.
That's what I'm saying. If he owns the show, he ain't got to give an excuse to himself.
No, but the owner have to. You know, the owner has to be accountable. He has to say where he was. Go ahead,
to
on.
Who
cared where he was? He here.
Yeah, we're happy he's here, Tommy.
Junior,
yeah,
shut
things happen. It's okay.
No, we've been gone for 2 hours. Uncle Steve, where have you been? You have to be accountable. No, I'm not going to sit here and do this with y'all. Uncle Steve, where have you been for 2 hours? I ain't going back and forth with you people.
You know you don't have to answer him.
That's cool. I'm going to tell him. Go on.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more time, Uncle Steve. Where have you been for the first 2 hours of the show? Where?
At my house.
There it is.
Okay, and you're late, and you want to at least apologize to the company
and to the audience.
I am the company.
That's not. I know you're the company. I know you, the employees. You want to say I'm sorry for not being on time today, and I was wrong.
See, Tommy, that's where me and you have a slight difference of definition. I'm on time.
Yeah. No, you're not on time. You're late. We've done 2 hours of the show.
No, this when I was coming. Now, I made this decision last night. Yeah. I knew I was coming in for the Strawberry Letter.
Okay, so yeah, you're so trying to sit here. Oh, whoa, no, stop.
I'm actually early.
No, but are you trying to
say?
We still ain't did the letter, and I'm here, and he wasting damn time.
Let's get to the letter.
Well, okay. Wait a minute.
Oh. Hurry.
He could just be late. Y'all not going to do nothing to him?
It's his show, nephew.
Well, he
Tommy.
Be...
What? Tommy, you can't dock me.
All right, well, let's go. Listen,
I just
time.
Wanted to depress you so you don't jump in this Strawberry Letter.
Time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I don't want to share my cookie. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have been married to my wife for 15 years, and we have two beautiful kids. We grew up in the church, and we abstained from sex before we got married. We don't use drugs or drink alcohol, and we are active in our church. But lately, my wife is showing me a side of her that I've never seen. She's revealing who she really is, and I'm starting to wonder who I married. She had a health scare recently, and she said it really shook her up and made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life. She told me that she would like for us to have a more open relationship. She wants to remain married, but she wants the freedom to engage in sex with others if she wants to. She thinks that monogamy is unnatural, and it keeps people from exploring and being who they truly are. I don't know what has gotten into her. Yes, I can admit that the thought of this excites me a little bit, but I never would think about asking my wife for this kind of arrangement. It seems that open relationships are being discussed more than ever before, but I'm not with that. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together. What if I tell my wife no and she ends up having an affair anyway? I need some help with this one. Steve, what do I do? Please help. Oh, I mean, I know that there are many couples in open relationships these days, but this right here is a mess. I mean, I just think it's nothing like marrying a representative and not the real person. And you would think that after 15 years, we're talking 15 years, you would literally know your wife inside and out. But, you know, you didn't say what kind of health scare she had. I'm going to assume it was life-threatening since she is a completely different person now who feels, you know, she's missing out on something and she wants to try an open relationship now. I just think your response, though, is right on point because, I don't know any man, I'll put it like that, who would put up with this kind of thing, who would be okay with allowing his wife to have sex with other people, men or women. I just don't know that. Even though, like you said, you thought about it. I mean, a lot of people probably thought about it. Everybody fantasizes. She says she wants to remain married, though, but be free to sleep around. Why stay married if that's what you want to do? If you want to be free all the way. And yes, I do think that she would have an affair if you said no, because it's on her mind and she's talking to you about it. She seems too unapologetic about doing things, you know, unremorseful. Steve?
Well, when we come back, we'll get into it.
Okay.
All my right. Answer going to be different, though.
All right. Okay.
I can promise you that.
All right.
We'll if I was back. Y'all, I'd come back for this.
Yeah. Steve is here.
And Carla, don't stop me.
What?
About what I'm finna do.
You got to do something crazy.
I think.
You don't tell us why.
Okay.
You don't tell us why he was late?
That has nothing to do with the letter. subject, I don't want to share my cookie. We're going to have part two of Steve's response and part one because he didn't even say anything. But we'll have it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap the letter and get to your response. Subject, I don't want to share my cookie.
Lady been married for 15 years. They grew up in the church. They abstained from sex till they got married. Now they married. Your wife, you don't really know who your wife is. You know, you've been married for 15 years. She's showing you a side you never saw. She had some type of health care scare recently. Said it shook her up, you know, made her reflect on her. She wanted to live the rest of her life. Told me that she wanted to have more of an open relationship. You know, she wants to remain married to him, you. But she wants to freedom to engage in sex with others. Others, keyword, that's more than one. she just wants to just go and get at it.
Yeah.
Pass it out. It really is a cookie to her, according to
yes,
that.
I want to
share
to
my
too.
Cookie. It's actually a pack of Oreos because she want to go with others. So she wants everybody can get a piece of cookie. Get a handful.
Everybody what?
Anybody can get a piece of cookie. She wants to do it with other men. She wants to have sex with others with an S on it. So she just a pack
others.
Of Oreo cookies. She just, you eat this roll, you can have a roll. Just 10, you just get 10. Mm-hmm. And so I can admit that when she said it, I was a little excited myself with your square hair. And then never thought about asking my wife for this kind of arrangement. Open marriages are being discussed more than ever before. I ain't with it, though. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. I don't want her to be... I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together. So, what if I tell my wife no and she ends up having an affair anyway? I need some help with this one. Steve, what do I do? Well, let's go on back to this letter. Let's first start with this damn health. Because, see, this is where it all turned. Now, she told you that my wife's showing you a side that you ain't never seen. And you're starting to wonder who you're married to. She had a health scare recently, and she said it really shook her up. And it made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life. I'm going to assume that this health scare was some form of ED.
What?
Yep, that's what now, I'm baby. Going with.
Come on now.
Wait.
You
a minute.
Done gave your letter response. This the one I'm going with.
Come on.
I could be just as right as you. What health scare she done had that done made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life? and the rest of her life she wants to live is in an open marriage to have sex with others. She done went somewhere. Now, let me explain something to you. Now, if y'all don't think that's true, just stay with me. I'm offering as a solution to the health care my analytical abilities. The cold cracker himself has come up with the term venereal disease.
Okay.
I'm going with that, Shirley. You done gave your Christian answer.
You're a Christian too.
I'm a Christian too, but I'm more of an honest.
Right by the dodo.
Yeah, I'm a dough Christian.
You got everybody's attention
I'm borderline, yeah. She told me she would like for us to have and freedom to engage in sex with others if she wanted to. Now, ain't nobody bought this to her man not having already done it.
What?
She done just thought it's best to break. She's done this before. She's already done it. Thus, the health scare. And then she thinks that monogamy is unnatural. See, right there. She done had sex somewhere. Because she done came out and told her man after 15 years of marriage, monogamy is unnatural.
Yeah.
Y'all the one been in the church didn't have no sex before you got married. That ain't natural. It's right, but it ain't the natural order of things. And y'all all know that.
He ain't lying.
You can take that deep breath out, Shirley Strawberry.
Because I was 10 and I had the urge.
Yeah. Hell, I wanted my card class teacher.
Yo, what?
My card class teacher. That's what they call Sunday school for little kids, card class. Because every message every week was on the card. So now, I don't know what's gotten into her. Yes, I can admit that the thought excites me a little bit. Because he want to go too. But now, he could never think about asking his wife for this type of arrangement. But she done thought to ask it of him. She done this before. She just trying to clear her conscience. This how we going to roll from now on. Because monogamy is unnatural. Seems that open relationships are being discussed more. I'm not with that. Well, you won't fit to get with it. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. Okay, cool. You can't imagine it, but guess who can? Who brought this up to you?
I'm getting hot.
So this ain't about what you can imagine. She done imagined it and done thought it out so much, she done bought it to you with terms. Next issue. There's what something wrong with this dude. I do want her to be happy, though. I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together. Boy, what did you just say? So now the bend is already in. I do want her to be happy, though, so we can keep our family together. So now he got to consider that little excitement that he felt for this open marriage and match it up with her desire to have an open marriage and work it out in his mind where she can be happy and they can keep their family together because they down there fronting at the church like it's all good. Huh. What you going to find out, though, boy? Y'all going to wind up with somebody else down at the church.
Mm-hmm. You still hot, Tom?
I'm definitely hot.
You're going to end up with Sister Patterson.
What? No, no.
I need some help with this one, Steve. What do I do? Please help. First of all, man, my wife ain't sleeping with nobody. And when she come in there with that foolishness, we about over then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about over then. Because if you're having them thoughts, I can tell you right now. Because you're not coming in here sleeping in this house I'm paying for.
Man.
You're out there passing out cookies like it's chewing gum.
You're not going to do it.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here, Steve. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
Get her records from back down at that clinic.
Coming up in 10 minutes, J. Anthony Brown will murder another hit. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour is Pimpin' in the building with week 13 Pimpin' of the NFL. Yeah. Also coming up, the guys are going to remind everyone about holiday side piece rules. But right now, Steve, please introduce Jay with he's going to murder a hit here.
Jay Anthony Brown.
It's not a murdered hit. It's an original song written by myself, Ralph Hawkins Jr., and Reggie. It's dedicated out there for the holidays. All the number twos, this is for you. Hit it. Christmas is a season. Players have a ball. Perfect time for creeping if you're a side piece Santa Claus. Took the family shopping. Wifey killed them all. But I saved some money for myself to play side piece Santa Claus. Might not like how I'm living. Might call me a dog. But there's single moms who could use some help. They need a side piece Santa Claus. I'm the gift that keeps giving. Text me, girl, don't call. If Miss Claus finds out, it could be the death of old side piece Santa Claus. Oh, baby, I'm side piece Santa Claus. Side piece Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Baby, side piece Santa Claus. Oh, baby, I'm side piece Santa Claus.
Love.
Thank you.
Wow, Jay.
Week. Enjoy your dinners. I'm here all week performing.
You're so talented.
Yeah, that was fine. Go to iTunes and download that song so the boy can get some money.
That was Vegas style, Jay.
Yeah.
That was very clean, huh?
Scatting and all that. Yeah.
Skilly-bop, dee-boo-bop, bam.
That was good. Side
yeah, this is rough.
Santa
the holidays are rough for number two.
It is side piece, Santa Claus. Yeah,
we got to do a song, Steve. We got to do a song.
I'm telling you, Jay, an album.
I'm talking about go over there to the living room.
He said a whole album.
Do it, a whole album.
Did you know, Steve, he doesn't really like Christmas?
No, he don't like nothing.
Well,
he doesn't like anything. And what's up with the side piece? Y'all
yeah.
The holidays are really rough, the side piece. But the side piece rules, right, Tommy?
Carla's against, but she's against side pieces. Her
yeah, and Carla. No, not
y'all just, you know, y'all
just said Carla's against it, her and Carla both.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is y'all are against number twos. That's what I'm saying.
Do you? I ain't judging nobody. Do you?
In my life, I am, yeah. But in your life.
So give us some rules.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
I don't see why y'all
giving
them a hard time.
Well, Christmas is not your day. That's one of the rules. It's not your day.
And neither is Thanksgiving. That's not your day.
And neither is Thanksgiving. It's not.
Yeah.
Don't expect it. Don't make a plate. And what you making a plate for?
No. That plate is either 2 days old or 2 days early. You know what I'm saying? That's the same plate.
I cannot.
Your kids get a group gift. Okay? Yeah. You know, something like Operation Monopoly, Uno. Wow.
You know, one board game.
Well, dog,
one
all that game. Money can't be seen coming out of my account.
Notice who's quiet, though.
I can't explain
Steve,
all this.
He got nothing.
Who you bought a PlayStation for? We got one.
Yeah.
Right. The detective work kicked in.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have that life no more. But I had all kinds of stuff.
You know the rules.
All the rules.
Well, share. Please share.
Let's just start with the Christmas Day cannot happen.
Yeah,
it cannot.
No. You can get the hours that you get is from 12 to 4:30. On Christmas Eve.
Yeah. 12 in the afternoon.
12 in the afternoon to 4:30.
Well, what is she
I've got there? To be at the house prime time.
Oh, God.
White Christmas can't come on and I ain't sitting there.
and believe me, when I come by the house, I'm on my way from somewhere or going to somewhere, which means I got to get back to the house, okay? Right. I'm going to
immediately.
Immediately.
Have all the eggnog, food fixed.
Yeah.
We got to do this time.
Fast. Everything.
We got to do this fast.
And let me go and say this.
Wow.
If I eat here now, I'm not going to be able to eat over there later.
you don't even want her to cook.
I can't. Listen, I know you cook, but I can't eat this. Okay, I know you want me to taste it. I can't do this right now. I got to eat over there later.
You make a plate if you want it, but as soon as I hit the highway, I'm throwing that plate out
of the window. I'm not eating.
With a love note on it.
Wow.
Call the what?
Can I ask Steve a question?
Uh-huh.
Steve?
Go ahead.
So you said the time slot was what time on Christmas
12
Eve?
12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. So, I got to get at the house for White Christmas.
So what if she has to work, Steve?
I got to be sitting down.
She doesn't get home till 4 or, you know, 3.
She get home at 4, you got 30 minutes.
You got to hear Bing Crosby sing that song.
Bing Crosby got to kick in.
That is so crazy. He got to be there for that.
I got to be sitting there, man. I got to be rapping. I got to be roasting chestnuts.
Yeah.
I got to be in here boiling eggs, and I got to help with that turkey.
Yeah. I can't put that sweater on. I just can't do it. I can't put that sweater on.
No.
The hell I'm putting on the
and
sweater?
And it don't fit, Jay.
Can't put this sweater on.
Here's another one.
Hurry up.
You bet not take our picture.
No selfies, no, none of that.
No evidence that I was here.
All right,
it
look.
It ain't ever surfaced.
Hold up, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, some of these side piece rules, when we come back right after this.
Holiday rules. And Pimpin is here, too.
Pimpin, that's right. Pimpin is here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before we get to week 13 NFL, got to let you know that Pimpin' is in the building.
Pimpin's here?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Further back.
What's up, girl?
He's walking through a long corridor.
Yeah. Talking to everybody.
Likes what you got on. Hey, what's up? Let me get on in here.
Yes, we're waiting, Pimpin'.
Smooches and toodles to you, too. You know what I'm saying? Just
some toe. Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Hey, Pimpin'.
What's going on, man? I missed y'all last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't even making for Thanksgiving, man. I wasn't here. Like, crazy. What's going on? How y'all been?
Happy holidays.
Yeah. You a special. I love holidays. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, Pimpin'. Hey.
Cheryl looking good today. What's that?
Thank you. It's this color I think I'm wearing.
Yeah, I like that right there.
Thank you.
You got to be feeling what I got on. Let's get to that in a minute, though. What's up, Chocolate?
Happy holidays, Pimpin'. What's
going on? Ain't nothing up in here. You know, just being me.
Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy, but somebody gotta do it. Might as well be me. I mean, who better? You know what I'm saying? And here he is, the man with the voice of the choice. What's up with you, Junior?
Pimping my hero.
Boy, I got to be.
You my hero, Pimping.
Ain't nothing else you can be but a pimp with that voice.
Oh, man, you just flatter me. Don't do me like that.
That ain't flattering, that's facts. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up, Jay?
What up, Pimpin' Man? You sharp again?
Like this? I'm going to tell you what this is. Just hold on. What's up, Tommy Tom?
What's up, Pimpin'?
You all right, man? You all right? Me and you, we ain't back where we was, but we trying.
Nah, we good, man.
Okay, cool. I ain't know, you know.
Okay, no, we
good. All right. So what's happening to everybody?
Yeah, man.
You see it, don't you?
All what right, you, what is it? What
night
is
it?
Pick this up.
We see it,
man.
But
let me tell you what. I picked it. I was with Steve in Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And picked this one up. You ain't seen this nowhere.
What is that?
What is it?
This camel.
Okay.
Camel. You're wearing camel? Wow.
Yeah, and you see the shoulder pads? Them is the humps.
Huh?
You wearing solar pad humps?
Yeah, I ain't want to throw the skin away with the humps on it, so I turned them into shoulder pads.
Hey, take a picture of this, man.
This is a camel coat, and these is Arabian carpet cuffs.
Man, nice.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
This flying carpet cuffs I got on. Nice right here, man. I was over there with Steve. You know, I had to lay low over there. They don't allow pimping in Muslim countries.
Oh.
Yeah, I went. Steve told me I couldn't even come out the room. I was going, damn, what you bring me for? So I was sitting up in the room, man, eating grape leaves and pita bread and everything, watching TV. Mm. I ain't over there just learning Arabic and stuff, you know.
You got a word for us, Arabic Lord?
I ain't pick up nothing, Jay. That's the most confusing. I ain't know what they were talking about. I was trying. I actually heard. I had to go to sleep. Yeah, but they nice people. Well, at least from the balcony, they was nice.
You couldn't leave the room.
It's nice, though. I'm here. What's happening? What y'all been talking about?
It's football time, Pepper.
What was talking about? Side piece.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Side piece rules. You know
any
side piece rules,
Pimpin? Oh, hell yeah. Side piece rules. Which one you want? It's 142.
Just give us one.
It's 142, bro.
It's 142 rules of side piece, man. I wrote a lot on, man. There's a lot of stuff you got to remember when you the side piece.
Give us one.
Like, when I'm leaving, if you got on perfume, we can't hug.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, don't hug me. Mm-hmm, hell no. Wow. Not if you ain't the one. I don't hug me. Man, you know, I ain't none of my side pieces allowed to wear no glitter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Imagine if I got some glitter on this camel coat?
It'll show up.
No, you know how hard it goes. What camel you know got glitter? I can't even explain this here to nobody.
Well, let me ask you this, Pepe. Can I ask
you
something?
Yeah, what's up, Tommy? What's happening?
Can your side piece and your main lady be friends?
What?
The bottom lady.
It's just a question, Pepe.
Not that I know of.
Bottom girl.
I keep all that separated, man. You don't be trying. Them women smart, man. They be knowing who is that. And I be thinking, who is who? You see her.
All right, Pimper, let's get to week 13 in the NFL. That's what you really came for.
Who is she? And what is she to you? Who? You know the song, Bill Withers.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. So what's happening? Let's get on with the game. Last time I was here, man, I was killing.
All right, you know what? I have to ask you to be honest, though, Pimpin.
What?
Last night was the Saints and the Cowboys. Oh. Who did you pick, Pimpin? You know, we
I
didn't
picked
get really...
the Saints.
Oh. Okay, and the Cowboys won. You know that.
Ooh, child.
What?
Same thing my husband said.
What?
The Cowboys won. The Cowboys won.
How? What happened? Okay. Did Drew Brees die?
No, Pimpin.
Let's get the rocking and rolling, Pimpin. Baltimore Ravens will be at the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. Who you picking?
Oh, man, that's a crazy game right there. I ought to take my push on that one, but I ain't, though. I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. Them teams, they ain't really booing right now. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Over Baltimore. Okay.
All right. I don't want to, though.
Denver. Denver will be at the in Cincinnati. What you thinking?
But did anybody mention that the Browns whooped their ass last week? Ain't nobody going to bring that up.
We ain't there yet, Pimpin. We going to get there.
I'm talking about they beat Cincinnati.
I got it, but we're talking.
All right, hold on, guys. We'll come
what
back.
What do you mean we ain't got there yet?
With part two. We'll be right back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's pick it up. We're at week 13 of the NFL. Pimpin' is in the building.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we here.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, he's right.
Sister Odell.
Ain't what? That about nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just had to bust off up in here. Ain't this about nothing. I've been replaced by a pimp.
No, ma'am.
Y'all ain't called me since the football season started because you got this nasty devil coming in here with all these shiny trinkets on, drinking out of goblets and everything. Got everybody trying to think he. I can't believe y'all did this.
Sister Odell, is he?
It's been a minute, Sister
Odell.
Yeah,
you're right, it's been a minute. I just thought I'd bust off up in here.
How have you been?
No, how's I been? You ain't been worrying about it, Shirley.
Ma'am, what
you say? Business in here playing with the pimp.
No, ma'am. Mm. He's into football, that's all. And it's week 13 of
I'm
going
to tell y'all he even something. Listen to me, and I'm going to leave. Because I ain't got to come back in here.
Well,
nah, you
like
ain't
that.
Got to worry about me coming back no more.
Don't be like that, sister.
No, your little football season going to be over right at Super Bowl. Then you're going to want to get saved again.
Because of football.
Sitting up in here with your heathen, sitting up in here betting and gambling every week and drinking and being licking at the tailgating and all this devilish mess.
Hot wings
and going to hell. Hot wings and hot. It ain't going to be hot as hell, though. I'll tell you that. So I'm going to leave. Y'all go and play with this little pimp. But when I be back, though.
Wow.
Dirty little heathen, I thought we was cool.
Bye, sister.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in.
Okay. And the pimping is back.
Okay.
Hey, pimping.
Damn, man, she mad. Who is that in the hallway? Who was
that? Don't worry about it. You know what, man? Let's go through these scores. How about that?
Now, who was that?
Sister
Odell.
Sister
Odell. That was Sister Odell. You don't know her. You don't know nothing about her.
Pushed me all up against the wall and everything.
Did she? Did she?
Disrespected the camel.
Then come talking about something here. Threw some holy water on my jacket. I said, damn.
Let's go, guys.
All right, Pepper, let's go real fast, man. Denver will be in Cincinnati playing the Bengals.
Denver.
All right. Los Angeles Rams at Detroit.
Rams.
Arizona will be in Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Buffalo, watch me now. They on their way to Miami. Mm.
I'm going to pick the Bills.
Buffalo Bills over Miami. Chicago at the New York Giants.
Chicago, baby. We ain't got
okay, shout out to Carolina Panthers would be in Tampa Bay playing the Buccaneers.
I got to go with Cam.
You're going with Carolina. Indianapolis would be in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville getting their ass whooped by everybody they play this year.
Uh-oh, now here we go. We got an issue right here. Cleveland playing Houston.
Cleveland playing Houston. Oh, that's what you rushing for.
Thank you.
Let me explain something to you, pimp, little fella.
I'm listening.
You sure best of hope. You better hope with every fiber in you.
Okay.
That the Browns don't beat the Houston. Please, Lord Jesus. If God give me that, notice here. Y'all probably don't need to come to work Monday.
Really?
I ain't even going to lie to you.
No.
You probably don't even need to come in. I can't be nothing but messed up. I ain't even going to lie to you.
All right, we're going to hold it right there. And we'll come back and try this again, all right? We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Let's finish up week 13, NFL Pimpin' and Nephew Tommy.
All right, Pimpin', we're going to, we just got through with Cleveland and Houston, and you picked Cleveland.
No, let me explain to you. I picked Cleveland.
Yeah, you, I mean.
You don't, and please understand it. I'm just going to say this. Y'all really.
Don't do this, Clint.
Needs to pray. To God Almighty that the Browns don't be Houston. I can't even tell you. So now you wants to pray.
Who is that?
Sister Odell back now?
She's back.
Now you wants to come up in here with your little heaving selves and want to ask the Lord for some help on her. He don't do football games. Can I ask you something, ma'am? Excuse me. I don't talk to pimps. Excuse me, then. I guess we ain't got nothing to say, because that's sure what I am. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been nothing else. But I'm a good pimp, though. You ain't really know me. I ain't be pimping. I don't pimp women or nothing. I don't care what you pimp.
I'm leaving. Don't be like that.
All right.
Shirley, me and you ain't ever been cool.
Oh, God, no.
So just know that.
Now,
Carly nice. Can talk to me, and Lil Junior can, and you and that boy from that other show.
What other show?
That black evil bitter.
You like not, me or you don't like
not,
me?
He's not with that other show no more, though. He's not.
Huh? No, he's with us.
He's with us now. Yeah.
She's calling him bitter, talking about
that's
Jay.
That's what y'all think.
He's still
I think he's wishy-washy.
You think he's a mole? Is that what you think?
I'm going to leave. Y'all go ahead and talk to this heathen here.
Okay.
My bad.
Damn, bye, Sister Rodell.
Right, I ain't never been no heathen before. She ain't even say nothing about my coat. Damn. You know, dog me out. At least compliment me. Go ahead. What you got, Tommy?
All right, let's get down, man. New York Jets will be at the Tennessee Titans.
Nah, Jets ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to pick Titans.
You're going to pick the Titans over the Jets?
Yeah, okay. I just did. What the hell you be surprised for? I've been right every week.
Okay. Kansas City will be in Oakland.
Kansas City.
Minnesota at New England. Take your time now.
Man, you already know the Patriots going to win this. I can't stand. I'm going to hate them with everything in me.
Minnesota might win. You never know.
Yeah, might.
I need an answer, though. Minnesota at New England.
They playing at New England?
They playing at New England. Yeah.
I'm going for the upset. Minnesota.
Okay.
I like it.
San Francisco will be in Seattle.
And do anybody care?
Don't nobody care?
Man, come on. I'll take Seattle on that.
Dude, Junior.
Hurry.
Here we go. Los Angeles Chargers will be in Pittsburgh.
Ooh. I hate the Steelers. But I got to pick them, though.
All right. Last but not least, we have Washington at Philadelphia. Pick one.
Oh, Redskins, pimp.
Redskins over Philly. Okay, go ahead, Cheryl.
All right. And we'll be back to close out the show right after this at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we've come to the end of the road for this week. This is our last break of the day on this Friday. Leave us with some closing remarks, please,
sir. Well, you know something, man? I'm not going to take long to tell you this. Mm-hmm. But what's the old saying? That the grass is always greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that, what they're saying is almost like a warning to people. Be careful, because it always appears that the grass is greener on the other side. And so many people spend their life standing at the fence looking at somebody else's grass and then acknowledging the fact that their grass is greener. It causes you to do nothing about your own yard. And then some people have the audacity, and you see it on the internet all the time, that if they look over there and your grass is greener, they try to kill the grass or throw some weeds in it. But you know what I come away with? I don't worry about that. Because here's what I know. I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener. That's really the truth. I'm really so busy working on my own grass that I don't have time to notice if yours is greener. Because if it is greener, let's suppose your grass is greener. Why can't mine be just as green? I ain't saying we gonna have the same yard. We just talking about the color of the grass that's in your yard. You don't have to have the same size house I got. You ain't got to have the same size house Eddie got. You ain't got to have the same size house Oprah got. You ain't going to have the same size yard they got. But if you take care of your business, you can have grass just as green as everybody else if you just handle your business. The goal in life is to get your grass to be as green as it can. So when you go outside to pick your crops, it got some fruit to bear. And God will always supply your needs. So even though it may look like somebody got more fruit in their orchard, let me tell you something.
If you can't, if you got an orchard full of apple trees, 1,000 apple trees, and I got one apple tree in my yard, but you got 1,000 apple trees in your yard, when it's time to eat, how many apples can you eat? Let's say you eat 6 apples that make you full. My one tree got 6 apples on it. So we both full. See, at one point in time, you're going to have to get content with where you are in your process of the journey. Stop looking at everybody grass. Stop looking at everybody orchard. They grass greener than mine. They got more apple trees than mine. Hey, man, eat the apples off your tree. You might find out that you have enough. But if you quit worrying and counting mine, you're going to mess around and let worms get on yours. I'm too busy working on my own grass to even notice that your grass is greener. Change your commitment to everybody else from everybody else's business. Change your commitment to your business. If you, the time you spent worrying about them, looking at them, talking about them, if you took that same amount of time and spent it on yourself, you have any idea what you could accomplish? That's why haters, man, are in so much trouble, man. You don't even understand. Let people hate all they want. They tend into too many other people's business. Don't get in the hate business. It serves nobody. And that's another thing. Somebody asked me, how do I deal with my haters? I keep all my haters in my classroom. I just got them watching me. Because that's all they can do. They can't stop nothing God has for me. They can't take away one blessing God gives me. They can't do nothing to me. You can't bring no harm on me that I won't be able to survive. I'm not saying that it don't bother me sometime. I'm not saying that people don't attack me sometime. But when you get through attacking me, I'm going to weather your storm. I'm Isaiah 43:1-2. I can walk through the rivers and not be overturned. The waters will not overtake me. I can walk through the fire and not be burned, nor will kindling set upon my clothing. I done been through some fiery situations and came out on the other side, and there was no kindling. There was no signs that I was even in a fire. Now understand something. What that scripture does not say, that when you walk through the fire, that it ain't going to be ungodly hot in there. It's been plenty hot for me on plenty days, many occasions. Oh, I done made some mistakes in front of the world before. I done had to deal with some stuff. But when I got through, wasn't no signs that I was ever in a fire. That's the God I serve. I have no concern about what people say they gonna do to me. I have no concern about how green your grass is on the other side. I have no concern about how many apple trees in your orchard. I'm too busy tending to my own grass to even notice that yours is greener. And if I do look over there, congratulations on your beautiful green yard. I'm getting mine there too. That's all it is. Fix your attitude. Change your attitude. You'll change your attitude.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.